USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump will not consider renaming military bases that are named after Confederate leaders from the Civil War.
These monumental and very powerful bases have become part of a great American heritage and a history of winning, victory, and freedom.
Busy day on Capitol Hill as senators are looking into the topic of reopening schools this fall amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The question for governors, school districts, teachers, and parents is not whether schools should open, but how to do it safely.
That's Republican Senator from Tennessee Lamar Alexander and White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says he believes there is no systematic racism in the United States. Kudlow also adding that he believes what happened in Minnesota to George Floyd was horrific. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is speaking out regarding the dismissal of an inspector general. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Former State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick recently ousted from that position by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Today, Pompeo says it was a mistake to keep Linnick in the position for as long as he did.
Steve Linnick was a bad actor in the inspector general office here. He didn't take on the mission of the State Department to make us better.
This comes after Linnick told Congress last week that before he was ousted, he had informed at least three top aides to Pompeo that he was reviewing the Secretary of State and his wife's use of government resources.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An Idaho judge is setting bail for Chad Daybell after human remains were found at his home earlier this week.
The court is going to set bail in the amount of $1 million. The court notes that the charge is destruction, alteration, and concealment of evidence as pertained in the criminal complaint.
His stepchildren have not been seen for months, and court officials ordered that he and his wife, Lori Vallow Daybell, bring forward the children. Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, speaking during a Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee hearing dealing with the debate facing policing and racial inequality in the United States, former Secret Service and New York City police officer Dan Bongino says defunding the police would be a bad idea.
During my employment with both the NYPD and the United States Secret Service, I had the honor and profound privilege of working with agents and police officers who had committed themselves to a higher cause. Just like Dan, I met so many of these committed public servants that, sadly, I can't even recall all their names anymore. These are good men and women. Yes, as with any profession, there are officers, no question, who aren't suited for the job. Some will cause trouble, sometimes worse. We've seen that. The defund the police movement will target these heroes. They are the police, these people. It's not some amorphous mass that will be affected. It's real heroes in real time, right now. Removing these heroes from your communities and my community will do nothing but ensure chaos and destruction.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.